Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers. Just delighted to be here. Just want to mention something first. Had a little bit of a problem changing the format on the web page. And so tonight we have Charlene McNeil, who is a healer who can see inside of the physical body. And she works along with God and holds the space for your physical and spiritual healing. Hi, Charlene.
Hello.
Now tell me, dear, did I get that right, or is there anything you want to change in that
introduction? No, that's fine. I also changed the cellular memory from past ancestors and and past life.
Yes. And so for those of you out there who would like to have a healing or would like to have a introduction to perhaps one of your angels or get some information from the cherubim or some information about a past lifetime that you have to work on, give us a call. The number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're calling from Canada, it's 888-810-8322. Charlene, something that I would like for you to mention also is some of the remote viewing that you do.
In regards to the body
I was really thinking about the planet because that's something else that you do too.
Yes.
We didn't mention that. See, I just find this so fascinating that you're able to remote view into the planet, look into the body. Boy, did your kids ever keep any secrets from you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said, did your children ever keep any secrets from you?
Probably.
I mean, you're one of these ladies that can see around the bend.
Yeah, that's kind of typical, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
I used to sneak up on them and check their reflection in the mirror. They could never figure that out, how I could see into a room and knew exactly what they were doing.
Right. It makes them very uncomfortable.
Before we get into this, I would just like to take a minute and mention something to our audience because I couldn't get this into on the website today. And this was a message from Archangel Michael, someone that I work with, and the complete message is at the Conclave site, and it's also in the spiritual notebook, and it's called New Energies. And he talks about new energies that are coming into the earth this year. They're going to be, as you know, Charlene, from all the physical problems people've had, we've had a lot of clearings with energy. And he tells us that this March, April, and May, that they are going to be very special energies. And we haven't been aware of these energies because they haven't been to this part of the cosmos since the very beginnings of this planet.
That's true.
And so he is suggesting that for those who are interested in doing a telephone call, which what I call a conclave conference call on the telephone with him. We're going to be doing one tomorrow, and if those out there who hear this message want to understand a little bit more some of the clearing that we're going to be doing, you can send a message to Carolyn at carolynevers.com, and also would suggest that you go to the website www.carolynevers.com, sign up for Archangel Michael's newsletter that's on the conclave for the conference calls that we have in March, April, and May. What he's going to do is bring Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, and her angels, and he says, I will come with my sword of truth. And so he's going to be doing some work on clearing the physical. Read the whole message in the spiritual notebook under New Energies. Fascinating, isn't it, Charlene?
Well, I've had a lot of clients that I've presented had Archangel Michael present the Sword of Truth, and it's just been amazing how they have understood things in their life more clearly.
So when you do a healing with people, you have had Archangel Michael come to along with them for this healing. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, this is amazing just how many healers that Archangel Michael works with.
Well, now, he's willing to come in, and especially if you're dealing in a energy of people in relationships and not being able to understand how to make a relationship work. And a lot of times if the one individual is put in that space of Archangel Michael presenting the Sword of Truth for them, it's amazing how they start seeing and understanding things more clearly.
Charlene, we have a listener who has called in. And who's on the line? Just give me your first name.
Hi, it's Mona Williams again.
Mona, did you say?
Mona. I can hardly hear you, Carolyn.
You can hardly hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Well, I can barely hear you. I'll pay close attention.
Well, what I'll do is pick up another phone and see if you can hear better.
Okay.
How about now? Can you hear me now?
That's a little better.
Sounds like that little commercial, you know.
Can you hear me better?
A little better.
I can hear you better.
Well, good. Everybody can hear me. Nona, what was on your mind, dear?
Yes, I need a healing. I have had a physical thing going on for about 6 or 7 years now. Do you want me to tell you about it? Pardon me?
I said I'm going to let Charlene take over.
Okay.
Okay. You've had it for about 6 to 7 years?
Yeah, it's like a urinary thing, but it's not really a bladder infection. I've had two doctors tell me it's paraurethral, another one saying interstitial cystitis. I don't know. But it's been going on, you know, kind of since menopause, really. And I feel it's kind of like from a past life or something.
Yes. Yes. So would you like me to go in and look at it?
Would you please?
Yes. What I'll do is I'll have God go in and look at it, and then he'll tell me what to tell you, okay?
Yeah, I can hardly hear you either, Charlene.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit. I will hear from you.
No, Charlene, I mean, Nona, if you can hear me, what Charlene said was she will have God go in and look at it, and God will tell her what to tell you.
Oh, perfect.
And then not only that, but I will be able to see what it is. Tell her that.
And she said she'll be able to see it also.
Okay, okay.
Is that okay?
Good, because I kind of have it now.
Okay.
She has to have permission first before she can do this. That's
yes.
why I was asking you.
Yes. What I'll do is, if there's anything that I need permission for, or anything changed, I will ask you if it's okay.
Okay.
Are you hearing me okay now?
Well, a little, yes. You're distant, but I can hear you.
Okay. Let's go in. Is that okay?
Yes, please.
All right.
Will it disturb you if I talk to Nona?
No, please.
Okay. Nona, perhaps it would be a good idea for me to chat with you, as it's taking Charlene a little bit of time.
Well, I've got an old body. That's why.
You have an old body, or you're looking at an old body?
I have an old body.
Oh. Well, I'm going to take your word for it, dear. I'm not going to contradict anybody.
Well, no, I just know that these bodies are supposed to last at least 1,000 years. They have been in the past.
Okay, one of the things that he's showing me is that you have a past life memory that is in the walls of the bladder.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yes, total.
And what it is, it's like there's a emotion attached to it, and it is like persecution, and violence.
Ooh.
So that's created a lot of fear and has weakened the, it looked like I'm looking at a lining in the bladder that is not functioning at its intelligence. So is that okay if we go in and change that?
Yes, please.
Okay, just a minute.
Can I speak to Nona?
Just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, what God just did was put, see, every single cell that we have trillions of cells, but they have memory.
Yes.
Things that have happened not only in past lives, but also in this time frame.
Okay.
Has a memory which weakens the God intelligence. When it was created, like the cell memory,
okay.
They talk about right now stem cells. The stem cells have memory.
Okay.
But past life and your DNA from your past ancestors will also be transmitted into those cells. When they're transmitted into those cells, it starts weakening that part of the intelligence.
Okay.
So God just took the memory that is in the lining. Does this make sense to you? If it doesn't, tell me to repeat myself. Okay, so what it does is God takes it back to the God intelligence, which is perfect intelligence,
mm-hmm.
and tells it to go back to that memory and to go back to the stem cells, the memory of the stem cell.
To the original.
That programming.
Okay.
Goes back in there and starts telling those stem cells to rebuild back to the God intelligence. And they're very obedient. They are only where they are because they assume that's what you want.
Okay.
Because of your experiences.
Okay.
That you've had, plus experiences that have been given to you from your past ancestors.
I think that's from my American Indian grandmother, yeah.
Ah. Oh, that makes sense what I was looking at.
Why did that make sense? What was it about the American Indian grandmother that
Okay, part of what happened with them was the persecution.
Well, that's why I thought of it.
Pardon?
That's why I thought of it, yes.
Okay, was so intense that they were incarcerated. So when there's that issue where they can't empty the bladder or the bowels or anything like that, what it does is it creates such a stress that stress remains in the cells of the memory of the cell.
Oh.
And then I'm looking at this persecution. It looks like it was is it part of the Southern Indians? What nationality are you in?
Well, I'm from Oklahoma. It's Cherokee.
That's what I was looking at, the South.
Yeah.
Is that the Cherokee?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was getting at with the Cherokees, which were highly educated people, very highly educated.
Mm-hmm.
Very advanced and very intelligent. But they had so much persecution. And that's what I was looking at.
Well, and with violence included.
Charlene, do you think this was more than one lifetime?
Yes, because I was also looking at... It looks like maybe you were also at some time like Asian background.
Asian?
Where you were like incarcerated.
Hmm.
And the same issue was arising. But part of it is if you've got a DNA that comes through from your Native American.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that comes in as it's the same principle as most of us. We deal with our size, our height, our coloring, so forth, right? But our morphogenetic field, or DNA, is also programmed. And that comes in with our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Now, past life is a little bit different. So it also pulled a past life, which would be your Asian background or your Native American.
No. Well, the reason that I asked, Charlene, is because when you were waiting for God to check this out, I asked the cherubim about this, and they said they were talking about when something is set up in the past, that there is a resonance to that unless that is broken or cleared, and
right.
So that when you come in again, you can have another lifetime where it rolls that same problem, so to speak.
Right.
And they mentioned that if you have three lifetimes with the same problem, then it becomes more difficult to clear it.
It is. Mm-hmm. And that's basically the issue here that has it, is that you're a component, I guess we could use that as the word, to break this energy. So what happens is it will not be passed on to your future generation.
Oh, that's good.
Because the energy, like they were saying, is broken. Because otherwise it stays here on this earth and passes from one generation to another until somebody steps forward and says, this is an issue, I want to address this issue, then God goes in and breaks the energy that is creating it.
Yes, yes.
Okay? Because cellular memory is energy.
Okay.
And also we can have Archangel Metatron that'll come in, and it's called the energy implant. And he breaks the energy
I love Metatron, yeah.
You like Metatron, huh?
Yes.
He's cool, isn't he? I mean, he's a big guy. You don't mess with Metatron.
I know. He's so serious.
I said, when I saw him, I thought, whoa. I said, you are huge.
He's a scientist.
And he just laughed. He said, supposed to be.
Charlene, would it be advisable to make an effort to clear this from some of the ancestral line?
That was just done.
Well, I wanted to mention this because I figured you were working on it, but
it is.
I wanted the caller to be aware that you had done this, because I know
Caroline
usually do it.
What happens is you have come in with the purpose of not only clearing your past life, but you're clearing the past life memory of several of your ancestors as well.
Oh, good.
So it's called the metaphysical, the DNA, the cell memory from past ancestors. And
okay.
So that is all cleared. And that's when she was talking about Archangel Michael coming in March and April. We are moving into an era of mankind that is just going to see so many incredible, incredible things happening.
Well, I agree with that. Carolyn, would it be helpful if I let you talk with Michael on the clearing in March when we start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do two things, dear. Go to the website, sign up for the newsletter.
Okay.
And also, because that'll get you in the March meeting, and then if you want the information for this Saturday, then send me your name and email address to Carolyn@carolynevers.com, and I'll send you all the pertinent information.
Okay. Okay, but Charlene, would that help this process? Is it a process?
There's one more step that I would like to do with you, but I need to ask your permission first.
Okay.
Okay, part of that is because we have trillions of cells. God told me that every single cell has a soul, which we all know, right?
Okay.
But we have to go in and clear each one of those cells of the memory and then put it in your field so that it's completed. It's also, he showed me what's called the heart mind, which is our receiver and our transmitter.
Yes.
In other words, our information comes in through our heart mind, which is right behind the heart.
Yeah.
And then is transmitted to the brainstem and into the brain, okay?
I do. I've been working on that recently, running energy out behind the, in the medulla oblongata, you know, at the top of the neck, and over the head and back into the heart.
Okay, good. Okay. So we need to take this procedure and move it into those other areas. Is that okay?
Yes, okay. I would like that. Thank
then
you.
Then we'll have it more complete, okay?
Okay.
Okay, just give him a few minutes.
Okay.
Well, you're getting worked on everywhere, dear.
Oh, I am so happy. I've been putting up with this for years and asking all sorts of help, and then I get a little relief, and then it always comes back. So
you
that
have
now,
to call us later and tell us how things went for you.
Yes, I will.
Now, one of the procedures in the cell is to take the information, like, for instance, those that were doing the persecution and the violence.
Okay.
What you do is you forgive the individual that, because they're the essence of Godfather and Godmother, you release them. But the actions don't belong to the individual that was acted upon. But you turn around and forgive yourself for the feelings that it created. And that's what's been, causing so much havoc with the lining in the bladder, okay?
Right.
And so is that okay if we release that?
I'm sorry.
She wants to know if it's okay to release that.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay,
you have my permission.
You.
You're going to have a whole new wardrobe here.
Well, I'm just, I'm thinking of ascension. I'm thinking of all sorts of things.
Okay, we're done.
Because you can't ascend with all these.
Now, please call back and let us know how you're doing in a couple of days, okay?
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, and then if you come on the conference call with us Saturday and you have questions of Archangel Michael, I'll be channeling him for the group.
Okay.
Oh, is that the start?
That's a good choice.
Is that the start of the clearing, Carolyn, or is that next month?
No, March is going to be the clearing, but what we're doing Saturday is going to be preparation. He has a message for the people. We're going to do a meditation, and then people can ask questions of him.
Okay. Charlene, thank you very much.
Yes, you're welcome. I appreciate
All right.
you asking.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Charlene, why not? This is a good time to give people your telephone number in case they want a private...
Oh, sure. Okay. Okay, it's 801-944-9346.
Because there might be some people who want a private healing with you. They
okay,
might not be able
fine.
To get on.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, when is this in March? Give us a date for that.
Archangel has not given us a date.
Thank you.
Well, we'll chat with that on the other end of this caller. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Jeanette, and my question is, I have asthma, and I was wondering if I could receive some kind of insight or healing regarding that.
You have
asthma, Charlene. This is Jeanette, and she said she has asthma.
Okay. Now, one of the things I'm told with you is you're not taking in life fully. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. You are fearful about the future. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, I can't hear her again, Caroline.
I'm not sure that she's talking.
I'm sorry?
I don't think she's talking. I think that's something in the background.
Oh, I thought she was talking. Okay.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was just listening.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I could hear all these words. People talking. I'm sorry.
I think it was background noise.
Okay. As long as I could. Okay. So, is that correct?
She said yes, Charlene.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing.
Oh, you can't hear either? Okay.
Jeanette, she had
asked
you about fear and fear in for the future, and you told her, yes, you were feeling that.
I'm definitely feeling fear of the future.
Yes. Okay, Charlene.
Okay.
You're up at bat.
Okay. Okay. Now, tell me, what is it that you choose to have for the future?
What is it that I what?
That you choose to have for the future?
Oh, health. And
health.
Abundance. But mostly health.
What would you choose to have?
She said health.
No, health. I want to be free of the asthma and to be a healthy individual.
She said. I can't hear the
Okay, internet. Charlene, she said she wants to be free of the asthma and she wants health in her future.
Okay. And health.
Yes.
Okay. Thank
Good
you.
Health.
Good health. Well, perfect health.
Perfect health. Like that better.
Yes, perfect is great.
Okay. So what would be something that if you had anything that you wanted, what would it be?
I want to be able to be fully connected to my higher self so that I can manifest perfect health.
Okay. Now, you want that so it manifests more quickly, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Ah.
Because the asthma has been very bad.
Okay. If it's okay with you, I'm going to go in and look at a past life. Is that okay?
Perfect. It's perfect. You have my permission.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, you're in a dungeon. And it's real muggy. Muggy, dirty. The dungeon looks like it's made out of... it looks more like it's dirt. Is dust the problem, the biggest problem with you, right? Dust. Dirt. Is that true?
Well, dirt.
Jennifer, does dust and dirt aggravate your asthma?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. Okay, if it's okay with you, I'll go in and pull it.
Yes, please.
Okay, we'll have God go in and pull that.
Can I talk to Jennifer, Charlene?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Let me finish. But go ahead.
No, I didn't know if you were close to being finished or not.
No, because we're just getting into the DNA this minute.
Okay.
Okay. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling much better.
Yeah, you are.
Definitely.
Yeah, you just opened you wide open. Pretty incredible, huh?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. It's amazing.
Yes. Well, thank
you. Before you go, Jennifer, I want... did you get a picture of what that dungeon was like, Charlene?
Yes, it looked like it was... What I had to do is have God go in and change the whole picture. And the feelings and the smells, and there was like, in the dungeon, all of a sudden there was a wide opening that was put in there, and it dried out the fungus and the mold, and the dirt all of a sudden became very hard, like rock, so that all of that wasn't in there anymore, and all of a sudden she could smell the flowers and the grass and feel the sunshine on her. We had to change all the memory that was in there to a positive memory.
Yeah, because there was great desperation.
Oh, well, actually it showed what happened is that it was so bad that she did die.
Was she a political prisoner then?
It looked like she was thrown in and kept incarcerated until she died.
Yeah.
But we turned that around, and all of a sudden God showed her that there wasn't just this life, there was more to do.
How beautiful.
Yeah, and so you've got a lot to do yet.
You know, I definitely do, and you know what it is?
You certainly do, dear.
I'm very allergic to cats, and I have 12 of them, and I didn't want to have to give up my cat for my asthma.
Well,
I've always known that I can transcend it, and I'm going to, and I feel so much better. Thank you so much.
Well, part of it is your higher self has got much more to do.
I know, and that's why I don't want the asthma to stop me.
No, uh-uh. Well, it's done. So
well,
let us know how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, let Carolyn know how you're doing.
I definitely will, and I'm so appreciative. Thank you so much.
You're sure will.
Many blessings to both of you.
Indeed, you too.
Send you our love.
Thank you.
Charlene, what is so fascinating about all of this, and perhaps the listeners would agree, is how time is so intertwined that you can get into a moment in the past and completely change it around. You know, the smells and beautiful flowers and things of that nature. I just love that.
Yeah, because the memories she had in herself there were creating those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So it had to be a different memory put in.
Mm-hmm.
So it could change the memory in those cells and then go back into some of the cells in the soul of the cells to change all that.
Well, that is just fascinating.
It is. It's incredible.
Well, since we don't have a caller right at the moment, tell us about Metatron.
Oh, well, Metatron was, I could see that there was a pattern that people had. And it seemed like, for instance, let's say I do a lot of work with people that are in abusive relationships. And I could see that even though those relationships were not intact anymore, that the other person was still behaving and bringing, like, let's say if it's an abusive relationship, they were still bringing abuse into their field. And so finally I asked God one day, I said, you know, I realize there's something you're needing to teach me, and I just don't know what it is. I've been exploring this. Would you please show me what's going on? And then I was shown that there was an energy connected between the two individuals or several. And there's an energy that is transmitted back and forth to each other that you're interacting with. And even though, let's use an example, that there's a divorce. Even though there's a divorce, the energy flow has not been broken.
Well, is that the same as what somebody would call a cord?
Yes. Some people call it cord. I call it an energy implant.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's implanted within the energy field. And when it's planted within those fields between one or more people, what it does, and some people call it a cord, you have to break that cord. So when I ask about that, all of a sudden I'm going, well, who is this in front of me? And I go, oh, you mean it's Archangel Metatron? I didn't even know who that was until Caroline told me, you know, because I hadn't heard of him. And I said, oh, so that's your job? And he said, yes. So in other words, what you do is you go around and break. He'll go around and he'll break that implant. He'll take it out and break that implant so that the other individual is not interacting in a negative way towards them. They actually, God will put a block on it. And they
now, can't a person, through mental intent, break these cords?
Well, I've had people do that, and I've actually had them go in and mentally and emotionally protect them and put God's light around them. I've done all of that. But I could still see that there was some kind of connection that the one that is the abuser is still doing, and I wasn't getting it, why it wasn't complete.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when I said, Archangel Metatron, his job is to break those, is to break that energy field. That's his job. Just like Archangel Michael's is to do the Sword of Truth. And his job is to break that energy field or that cord. You can say either one. You can do mental, but it seems like what it is it's called an implant.
Mm-hmm.
It's implanted within the energy field of that individual who has become the victim.
And that drains energy, too, wouldn't you say?
Oh, well, what happens is you end up, the one that's victimizing or the victimizer is actually draining the energy off the other individual.
Right, they're siphoning it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then they feel fine. But the one that's been victimized, that's why individuals, they're, even though they're kind and gentle and loving, that their health is failing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're being energetically, they're being depleted.
Now, when you come across an individual like that and you're working with them with the healing, I would assume that you actually see this in their energy field and their aura.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because usually we, because of our feelings that we have, our auras get broken and shattered and fragmented. And then that individual will come in and be able to insert into our energy field. Now, that's quite, we're not trying to make the person feel guilty. It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the knowledge and the information to know what to do about it, then you can start working on it because you're knowledgeable. But otherwise, you don't know what's happening to you.
Have you seen people take their hand and go over their aura and feel places where it is broken,
right,
with either a coolness or a warmth, a change in the temperature?
Yes, it will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, some people are very sensitive, but you can develop that sensitivity. And most people think that they're void of that, but they can learn how to be sensitive.
Charlene, let's give your phone number in case people want a private reading, and then let's get back to this concept of how we can develop that sensitivity, because I've got some thoughts on that, too.
Okay. It's 801-944-9346.
Now, if somebody would call you for a reading, do you have a lead time, for instance? Like, can you work with them within the week or then, you know, at the moment?
Yeah, I usually am quite available on the phone. Let's see. With your time, we're 2 hours difference.
Mm-hmm.
From the east to the west coast. It's 2, if I'm into California, then they're an hour after me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have some time. Let's talk about how a person might develop this sensitivity to their aura, or let's start there, because I think this is a good place to start.
Okay. A lot of times what I'll do is have people just be very quiet and become very aware of what energy is around them, because we've got to learn how to be sensitive to what our energy field is. But most of them, if I'm teaching a class or something, it's kind of interesting. After a while, people do start feeling the difference between when they're in a positive, especially if I've worked with them, all of a sudden they get very, very sensitive to it. Because what? Why? Is because we start raising their vibrational frequency. Like the two callers today, their frequency now will be at a higher frequency.
Mm-hmm.
They'll become very sensitive to those that are not on that higher frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be around them. And they'll become very aware of it. More and more so as the time goes by.
Well, I think once people start feeling energy, it really causes shifts in how they work with it. And one of the ways that I'm aware of that you can feel energy is you stand out in the sun and then take your two hands and rub them together so that there's a little bit of friction.
Right.
And you're sensitizing your hands. And then hold your hands out and gradually bring both of your hands together. And you get to a point where you can actually feel that energy. I think it works best in the sun. If you're standing in the sun, like to start out, it feels kind of almost spongy. But you can definitely feel the difference when your hands come into your aura.
Well, in another way you can do it too is to say, rub your hands together, and then go, if you have somebody that's with you, a friend or something, and then shut your eyes and go close to their body, and then open your eyes and find out how close you are to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because your hand will tell you how close you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be more and more sensitive to the energy field around an individual. So that you become, and you'll be able to start scanning scanning their body and say, wait a minute, it feels a little warmer here. Is that, or this is a little cooler.
You know, thank you for bringing that up, because maybe this is something that would be good to talk about, is scanning your own body.
Yes.
Now, a lot of information that I have gotten is they recommend that you scan your own body every night. And basically, when you go to bed at night or you're meditating, just to put your mental thoughts, because thought has consciousness just like your body has a consciousness, and you can either start at your head or start at your feet, and just put your consciousness in each part and see how it feels and what kind of emotion you might be feeling in a different place.
Well, and then become sensitive to not judging what that feeling is. Just let it flow. Don't try to analyze it. Because
mm-hmm.
most of us, in our human form, we want to go into that analytical, judgmental brain, which does not put us into the God energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to maintain and just say, okay, I'm being neutral about this. Where am I feeling this?
Mm-hmm.
And then become very sensitive. You can raise your sensitivity by practice.
We can actually do many things with practice.
Yeah.
We can do anything, perhaps, our mind to it.
Yeah, all of us.
let me ask you a question, Charlene, about how you work, because you're in an area where a lot of people want to have more of these abilities, but as they start developing them, they doubt, and they're not sure if they're on the right track or not. And it kind of holds them back from developing. A little bit of fear there.
Well, most of it is a lot of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Not a little, but just a lot. People become very cautious.
Yes.
Because of the fear that they don't want to do the wrong thing.
So I kind of would like to ask you, Charlene, when you started working, how you got to the point where you were able to let go and trust that what you were seeing and hearing was actually what you were seeing and hearing.
How did I develop that?
Yeah, I mean, how I'm really asking you about that transitional stage, going from I don't know what I'm doing to I have faith in what I'm doing. That's the hard part for people.
Well, I think part of it is like what you were talking about before, and that's with practice. You do know that you're sensing something, and you do become aware. You see, everybody can do it. It isn't a mystery that some people have developed it and continued with it from birth on,
mm-hmm.
right? But there's others that have had that ability, but because of things that were said to them as a child, they blocked it out. But I find a lot of people that I work with are very, very psychic. And I'm finding more and more they're calling me, or even coming, and I'll say, well, you're psychic. And they don't like the word psychic because it's got such a negative connotation. But the Greek word for psychic is pathway to the soul.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
I really like that.
That is actually, your soul is all-knowing, God-knowing. It's all in God intelligence. And so that's what psychic really means. It's the pathway to your soul.
Well, that's very beautiful.
Isn't it?
Yes.
And so once you accept the fact that everybody has that gift and ability, it's a matter of letting go of the fear. The fear of judgment, the fear of sometimes persecution, sometimes the fear of rejection, fear of being misjudged. Those are all very fears that people deal with.
Well, that fear of persecution is very prominent, I think, with a lot of people because individuals who could see around the bend, so to speak, who could see into bodies, who had these psychic abilities, were killed in the past.
Right. And that, so see, you're coming in on past life memory.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming in on your DNA or your morphogenetic from past ancestors that have had that persecution or violence or been dismembered. I mean, there's some real serious things. Joan of Arc was burned at the stake because of her gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Salem, all of those that they considered them quote unquote witches, which meant that all they did was have psychic abilities, which means that they were more in tune with the God frequency. That's what it is. You raise your vibrational frequency to a higher frequency, and as you raise that frequency and become more sensitive, you're raising yourself to the God frequency, and God can work with you.
Well, I remember past lifetimes when I had abilities like similar to what I'm doing now, and I remember being killed for it.
Yeah, well, I was too.
I think most of us were. And so you get to this point today where it's safe to be doing these things, and the fear still clings to the individuals from the past.
Well, I think so, because what happened, and I had to walk through that too, because when I had an instructor working, you know, in a class, I said, I just swear I was Joan of Arc and burned at the stake. And she says, oh, my dear, you probably were. Because trying to overcome that tremendous fear was really hampering me for a while. And I think everybody has to walk through that some degree or another.
Well, through history, most people did not die in their beds.
they
were in a battle someplace. They had a sword
in
their hand.
Putting it.
The victor came into their villages, killed everybody.
Well, yeah, because you always had somebody that wanted to either have the land or the people or be in charge, and they wanted to be. In fact, let me use this as an example. In my background, in my DNA, is a king in Scotland. The way he became king was that the person that had got on the island first, and this is documented, was one that would be the lord of the land.
Yeah.
And everybody would be subservient to the lord of the land. He cut off his hand and threw it onto the land over the moat. And this was one of my ancestors. No wonder I had such a problem.
Rough times.
Yeah. I'm going, whoa, and this is documented. And we finally found the history of the Scottish people, the MacNeil, that had actually done that. And we have the coat of arms and everything, but that's how he became the lord of the land.
Well, Charlene, we probably have about 3 minutes here, darling. And before we go,
okay,
I'm going to say to those who are listening, If you go to carolynevers.com, there's a lot of information there. Journey to the Other Side is marvelous because we have a lot of masters who every month give some beautiful words of wisdom. I do believe new information deals with the new times, ascension. You will enjoy it. Comes in a little book form in the email, and it is lovely. And for you, Charlene, would you be kind enough one more time to give the folks your phone number, because you don't have a website. And
I'm in the process of writing that up, so.
But I just want people to write it down so that if they need you, they know how to reach you.
Okay. It's 801-944-9346.
Well, Charlene, it's been an incredible journey
today.
Thank you so much. I think we've all learned a lot.
Good, good. Yep, it is fun. It's a marvelous, marvelous time that we live in.
Indeed.
It really is. And I think people will start seeing the joy and the happiness for the future because we're living in such an incredible time.
Aren't we now?
Yes. So I send everybody my love.
And I do too. Goodbye to everyone, and goodbye to you, Charlene. You'll come back again with us, won't you?
You bet. Thanks, Carolyn.
Okay, dear.
Okay, love you much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All.